Learning creatively. Beautiful smiles and love. One evening, we went out and picked up four people from the street. One of them was in a most terrible condition, and I told the sisters, "You take care of the other three. I'll take care of this one, who is in the worst shape." So I did for her all that my love could do. I put her in bed, and there was such a beautiful smile on her face. She took hold of my hand, and she said only two words, "Thank you," and she died. I could not help but examine my conscience before her, and I asked what I would say if I were in her place. And my answer was very simple. I would have tried to draw a little attention to myself. I would have said I was hungry, that I was dying, I was cold, I was in pain, or something. But she gave me much more. She gave me her grateful love. And she died with a smile on her face. And with this prize of peace that I have received, I am going to try to make a home for many people who have no home. I believe that love begins at home, and if we can create a home for the poor, I think that more and more love will spread. And we will be able, through this understanding love, to bring peace to the poor in our own family first, in our country, and then in the world. When I pick up a hungry person from the street and I give him a plate of rice, a piece of bread, I have satisfied him and I have removed his hunger. But when a person is shut out, feels unwanted, unloved, terrified, or even thrown out from society, I think that kind of poverty is so full of hurt and so unbearable. And so, let us always meet each other with a smile. For a smile is the beginning of love. And once we begin to love each other, naturally, we want to do something.